So today we see that both in colon and breast cancer that adjuvant therapy is frequently utilized. And yet there's a little bit of a discrepancy in terms of how physicians approach patients with breast and colon cancer, specifically that oncologists are more likely to utilize adjuvant systemic therapy, including chemotherapy, in breast cancer than they are in colon cancer in the lower risk situation. Can you talk a little bit about that and sort of what you think it means?
I think it underscores a disconnect. It underscores, you know, a heterogeneity, an inconsistency amongst oncologists, primarily. It's not an inconsistency in the benefit and responsiveness of the tumor of breast cancer as opposed to colon cancer. The philosophy of medical oncologists specializing in breast cancer is somewhat different than it is in the philosophy of an individual treating colon cancer. So I guess focusing in on the point, what does the patient want? What is the patient's desire? And there we also see the disconnect, because what I think we've been doing on behalf of the patient really does not reflect that patient's desire in this particular situation. Because as I think you have shown, and you've shown preliminarily with the data that you reported in 2005, and now what you're reporting at this meeting, is that patients respond in a similar fashion, whether they have breast cancer or colon cancer, to a similar risk. And even with a 1% risk, you have shown that over a third of these patients, or in that range, in both breast and colon, would be willing to go through adjuvant chemotherapy. So I think in the process, we've really lost sight of what the patient's desire is and have really taken the imprimatur to act on their behalf without having that information. So I think that this is a very probing analysis of areas that we have taken for granted.
I guess one of the things that people bring up about the issue of breast versus colon in the lower risk node negative situation, stage 2 colon cancer, is that, quote, there's not as much supporting data to support using therapy in that situation in colon as there is in breast. What do you think about those statements?
There may not be as much in the number of patients treated. On the other hand, I think that there's consistency in stating that there's no reason to think that biologically a low-risk colon cancer is going to respond or benefit in a different manner than a stage 3 colon cancer. Similarly, you can make that statement for stage 1 and 2 breast cancer. And yet, we haven't been inhibited by the threshold that it takes to give chemotherapy in breast, whereas we have been inhibited by the threshold that it takes to use chemotherapy in colon. I do want to clarify something. I'm not suggesting that every patient who has a stage 2 colon cancer should receive chemotherapy. It may be that the majority should not. But I think that the patient has to be an integral part of that decision-making process. I think the patient should be given an opportunity to participate in determining whether or not he or she is going to get chemotherapy. And right now, I think your data have shown very clearly that we have underestimated the desire of a patient with stage 2 colon cancer to proceed with chemotherapy, even chemotherapy containing oxaliplatin.